Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM and the AM. My name is Mike Campbell. This is my wife, Jada.
Good morning, everybody.
How and you might notice today, honey, I'm wearing a Kentucky hat.
I can't believe you're wearing a Kentucky hat.
We did get beat. Ole Miss lost to Kentucky. Ole Miss, you know, ranked number 6, Kentucky unranked.
Oh, wait a minute. We broke a record on the number of points scored versus the number of points scored upon.
Scored against, yeah.
Scored against on the first 3 games. And then first we turn four. Around, yeah. And we turn around and get beat by an unranked team. Why you can never brag about Ole Miss before a ball game.
That's exactly right. So Tom Bowles from Kentucky, he gave me this. And we were preaching over there, and then he came up during the service.
Terrible weekend to preach in Kentucky.
Bad news. So in honor of him, I wear this today.
And you're going to take that off from this point on. Hang it on.
I'll take it off tomorrow. We won't have it tomorrow. Golly geez.
Hang it on a hook and never pick it up again.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. What can you do?
I don't know.
But we're going to talk about focusing.
We got to get focused.
We're not going to focus on our football team.
Focus. I don't even know what the name of our title is this week.
It's Focus First.
Focus First.
With everything going on in the world, we need to focus first.
We need to focus first.
Focus first.
Focus.
Focus. Hebrews, capital F.
Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1. You know, here's what's interesting. Whenever God, and God is always focused, but when God starts causing us to be focused, it always starts with looking at ourselves first. He always focuses on the man. You know, I preach this sermon about being focused on the man, the ministry, and the method. Yeah. The method, you know, as long as you stay with the message, the method can change. Yeah. But the ministry and the man is where it starts.
Right.
And
the
so,
person.
Yeah, the person. Well, right. That's what I mean by that. I'm not saying man.
I'm just
like
making it clear, because women have to deal with themselves as well.
All right.
I want you to think only men.
The men. So we're at Hebrews 12, 1, 2, and 3. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses, and I mean huge, ladies and gentlemen, everyone who's ever gone to heaven is up there in the cloud of witnesses. Right. Watching you, you know, like Uncle Sam says, I want you. So anyway, there's a cloud of witnesses to the life of faith, and they're watching us run our race. Brother Hagin used to talk about it some occasionally, and he'd always say, now you got to understand, they only watch what you're doing spiritually. They're not watching anything that's carnal.
So they're not watching
they're
our
not
flesh.
They're not paying attention.
They're not watching our...
The carnal things do nothing for them, so they're not... So... Because they are spirits. They are in the spirit. So it's only about things that we're accomplishing there. So therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. Now, we can see this. We just saw the Olympics.
Yes.
And they wear as least as possible to run. You know, they wear these aerodynamic suits now.
Swimmers. You look at swimmers.
They'll shave their hair on their legs and their arms and everything.
Right.
Because those things, they say, slow us down. They weigh them down. So,
you know, cars are made that way too. Some cars are more aerodynamic than other cars.
Yeah, and race cars. Yeah. They trim them down as much as they can. And then they put little things on them that will pop up when they hit certain speeds. You can watch the cars. And on the back of the car, they're going up and down. When they go up, the wind is forcing the tail to stay down on the ground. Otherwise, that car could lose touch with the ground and go airborne.
Right. Right.
So every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up.
Right.
One translation says snares us or traps us.
Right. And actually, the Amplified says deftly and cleverly clings to and entangles us.
Deftly
and cleverly.
And cleverly.
Because that is the enemy.
So we want to be more clever and more deftly. What does deftly mean?
Maybe another word for cleverly.
I don't know.
We'll have to
All right. Anyway. So the bottom line is we want to make sure that we don't get ensnared. All right. That's another translation says ensnared.
And, you know, when you're a new believer, one of the things to do is to put boundaries up. Don't
Yeah.
Don't get in that gray area where you're going to end up being drawn back into that stuff. Right. So,
but it does trip us up, doesn't it?
It does.
Sin trips us up. Right. It knocks us off our course. You know, it's amazing. There was during the Olympics, there was a clip of a guy. I don't know if it was in this one or a previous one, mm-hmm. who fell when he was running. Mm-hmm. I think he was running the 880 and somehow he got tripped. Some guy hit his foot and he tripped. But he got up and started running again, and he ran so fast that he managed to catch up and win the race.
I saw that. That was amazing.
That was absolutely. And listen to me.
He ran his race. I mean,
the Bible says, though a man falls, sometimes yet he gets up again. What am I trying to say? Get up and eagerly run as hard as you can once you get up if you've been tripped up.
If you've messed up. Right? It's not
get up. If you're tripped up, get up and run.
It's not over. What's that song by that Sanchez guy?
Yeah,
it's not
Ricardo
over.
Sanchez.
Yes,
it's not
that's
over.
A great song. It's not over.
So here we go. So easily. And let us run with endurance. There's the key. You know, every race is not a sprint. You know, you take a 100-yard guy and ask him to run 10 miles. It might be very difficult for him. First of all, you can't sprint for 10 miles. It's just physically impossible.
Right.
So he's not going to sprint for 10 miles. He's got to change the method in which he runs.
Pace himself.
And this says run with endurance.
Right.
You know who runs endurance races well? Those guys that run those.
The marathons.
No, the marathons. Right. But the guys that run through fields and stuff. I don't know what they call those races.
Okay, like the trail runs.
Yeah, the trail runs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those guys have to run with the endurance because you could hit a rock and get you off balance or whatever. Right. So you got to be ready for whatever.
Right.
But we need to run with the endurance, the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus. Now, there's the key. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what focus is all about.
Right.
Focus. Paul had focus. And we're going to look at Paul tomorrow and we'll look at how he had focus. But focus is everything that we do. If you're looking unto Jesus, last week we talked about being centered.
Right.
You've got to look unto the Lord. He is the source of our life. You know, what does it say? In him we live, we move, we have our being. Mm-hmm. So in God, we find everything that we need for life and godliness. We find everything that we need to move forward in life. Right. So it's important.
To reflect, I mean, do we have our being in him? Are we so centered that we think of him first when something comes up? We need to really reflect on that. Is that what we do? Or do we talk with other people? You know, do we, mm-hmm. you know, make a plan in our own heads, or do we go to him first? And that's a question you can ask yourself. Yeah. If you go to God first, then I would say that you're working on being a centered person.
Yes.
And focus first. Focus on him first.
That's right. Mm-hmm. He's the one that we have to look to first. In fact, focus literally means, I'm gonna give some of this
definition.
Focus means a central point as of attraction, attention, or activity. Jesus should be the central point of our attraction, our attention, and our activity. To be focused means to bring to a focus or into focus, to cause, to cover it, to converge on a perceived point, to concentrate, to direct one's attention or efforts. Mm. That's literally everything that is encompassed in that word focus. And he says up there in that scripture, looking unto Jesus. All right. We do this by keeping our eyes, we do this by our focus, being on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Think about it. Jesus is the one that perfects us. He's the one who corrects us. He's the one who guides us. He's the one who teaches us. He's the one who orders our steps aright. I mean, I don't know how many other analogies I need to come up with before we get the point that Jesus is what we need, and he is the truth, the life, and the way. And because of the joy awaiting him, Jesus endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people. Then you won't become weary and give up. Focus doesn't allow us to quit.
That's right.
And whatever we're focused on, that's what we're going to get done. All right.
I think we need to keep that in mind. I mean, that's a question you ask yourself. What am I focusing on? Yeah. Am I focusing on the promise, or am I focusing on the problem? You know, we listened to a message that the lady said, what are you magnifying? Are you magnifying the problem, or are you magnifying the Jesus who has the answer to the problem?
Yeah.
And that's what we need to stop and think. If you're wondering, well, am I a focused person? Well, ask yourself, who do you go to first when something comes up? Do you go to Jesus? Do you go to the Word? Do you go to prayer first? Do you ask God, what should I do? Or do you ask other people? And that'll tell you right there where centered.
And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, your focus has got to be. See, he didn't think about or get off focus because of the hostility of sinners.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they hated him. They plotted his death.
Well, the Pharisees and Sadducees.
Well, they're sinners.
Yes. I mean, the sinners flocked to him. You know, sinners flocked to him. That's true. Was the religious people.
The religious.
That actually rejected him, and he was persecuted by them. They wanted to kill him. They said ugly things. Of course, eventually the crucifixion, they did many things.
It still works for us. If we don't lose focus of our goal,
mm-hmm.
if we stay on it, it doesn't matter how much hostility or whatever else.
Yeah.
If we stay focused on that goal, ladies and gentlemen, we will accomplish that goal and we will move forward.
Yeah, because in the definition, it says to converge on a perceived point. Well, what is the point? What is your focus? What is your dream? What is your destiny? And to be able to converge onto that perceived point, you have to have focus.
Right.
I mean, you have focus on your job.
That's right.
You have focus probably on how to raise your kids. We need to have focus on our life with Christ
as well. There you go. All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Let's pray for everybody. Father, I pray for every person. I pray, Lord, they'll be focused. I pray that, Father, if they've lost their focus, they'll be refocused on Jesus and that he will become the author and finisher of their faith. Thank you now that we're going to go forward and not backward in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny, if you will allow it.
Yeah.
Make sure that you click your like, share, and follow button down there so your friends and family can get connected to this daily word of encouragement that we bring every Monday through Friday. And don't forget, if you're on YouTube, make sure that you subscribe now.
Subscribe now. We're going to put up some clips from this week. So subscribe now. And listen, join us again tomorrow, same bat time, same bat station for more of PM in the AM. God bless everybody. Have a great day.